speaking during the Episcopal Diocese of Yeh's enthronement of a new bishop at the Emmanuel Cathedral on Sunday, Justin Badia Rama, the primate of the Episcopal Church in South Sudan, says civilians in Yeh, as well as other parts of central Equatoria, continue to suffer as South Sudan's leaders slowly implement the revitalized peace deal. Badia says both government and NAS forces are harassing and mistreating civilians in urban and rural areas of the state.
I am making an appeal to all the organized forces, whether in the government and the booths, in Jesus' name, protect and respect the civilians, because in central Equatorial State, civilians are suffering, and when they come from the village to town, they are arrested, beaten, and accused as rebels. And also, if someone goes from the town to the village, they are accused as supporters of the government. And we want the politician to tell the organized forces not to mistreat civilians.
Major General Lul Roy Kwang, spokesperson of the South Sudan's People's Defense Forces, says the SSPDF has a constitutional mandate to protect civilians under threat in areas under the SSPDF control. Kwang accuses the NAS rebels led by General Thomas Rilo of violating the cessation of hostilities agreement and ignoring civilians' rights in central Equatoria.
It is our mandate to protect the local population from anybody who is against them. That's our mandate, and we have also been making it clear that when if there are reported cases of violations of rights of civilians by any of our own servicemen, then whoever is being aggrieved should also report us so that we take the necessary action against the person who is in violation. NASA has been on the offensive, and we have been accusing NASA of violating the cessation of hostilities agreement.
National Salvation Front spokesman Soba Samuel says it is the South Sudan's army that is violating the cessation of hostilities agreement and violating civilians' rights in the state.
We abide by the cessation of hostilities agreement, but the government does not believe in this agreement. The rule of engagement on the National Salvation Front is in place. Wherever our forces are, everything is in order. But the moment SSPDF reaches there, things are different. And there is no way, if there is a single incident that has happened, that must be associated with that particular soldier who has done something, and we take drastic actions for that particular thing.
Moro Isaac Genesio, the Central Equatorial State Minister for Local Government and Law Enforcement, says while the parties to the peace agreement are committed to peace, the state still remains a battlefield with repeated attacks on civilians. Genesio is calling on church leaders to help the government restore peace and stability in Central Equatoria and across the country.
We have, as government, also noted with concern the challenge of peace, the challenges of insecurity, especially in Central Equatorial State. Our people are extremely suffering. It is a situation that calls for our unity to address, and all of us are wishing to see peace prevail amidst us. I appeal to the church to take leadership to help us bring peace. Let's work together so that indeed the peace is realized. We also ask whoever is engaged in hostilities to consider the suffering of our people.
Minister Genesio says ongoing violations of the cessation of hostilities agreement is a national issue which demands a collective effort from all leaders to resolve the conflict in Central Equatoria. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Friday Martin in Yeh Town.